Our multiplicity, as I indicated, is given by an abbreviation. So in this case they've written quartet, but more normally it would be Q for quartet and D for doublet. The magnitude of the coupling is indicated in hertz. And the important thing to realise is that when two groups are coupled together, the magnitude of the coupling must be the same for both groups. So in this particular case, for the dichloroethane, we've got coupling of 7 hertz between both groups. So this is referring to the JAB coupling and the JBA coupling. If we get a more complicated molecule, then the spin-spin coupling can become very complex. So we're looking at vinyl acetate. So the acetate group is down here. Remember C double bond O, CH3, with an oxygen coming off it, that indicates that we've got an ester group. So it's the acetate, and this group up here, the alkene, which is a methylene, C double bond CH, that's the vinyl group. So that molecule is vinyl acetate. So we have got 2J coupling between A and B. We have got 3J coupling between C and B and C and A. So if we're looking at what's going on at the C signal then, our C signal will be coupled to A, and the magnitude of that is 15 Hz. It will also be coupled to B, and the magnitude of that is 10 Hz. Because the HC has got a carbon with an HB on it as one distinct spin system, we get an HA-HC coupling, and the multiplicity will be a doublet. Because our HC is also coupled to HB, so N equals 1 in the case of the HB spin system, then 1 plus 1 is 2, so it will be a doublet for the BC coupling. So our final result then is we end up with a doublet of doublets. Obviously, if the HB had been a more complicated spin system, then we can get doublets of quartets, triplets of pentets.